Blog Talk Radio. excited. I love Mondays. Hi, Susan.
Hi, sweetie. Thank God, through a miracle of an illness when I was a child, that I've lost all high-pitched hearing loss. Can't hear birds, can't hear you scream at that level.
So I can scream loud.
I know, but I hear the coming down, and I know that you've reached the peak.
honey, I never reached that peak, but here, I've got to tell everyone, we are so excited to be here with you on a Monday, and we're going to be here with you tomorrow, too, and the rest of the week. But I do want to tell everybody in chat, hi, everyone, and someone stole my name, Susan.
No. I think that spiritual princesses absolutely belongs to her. I told you, spiritual queen.
All right. Well, you know what, spiritual princess? I will forgive you, even though if I take the queen, I'm not your mother. I'm your young sister. But anyway, I just wanted to say hello to everyone out there. We love that you're with us. Again, remember, I can't write, talk, chew gum, and listen at the same time. So I do see what you're saying in chat. I just can't kind of write. But my co-host, Susan, can do it all. She can write, chew gum, talk, give readings, and everything under the sun. And so I'm so happy she's with me today. Right, Susan?
Sure, I can do all that.
Yes, and then some, girlfriend. But listen, I'm going to introduce us first because we've got a great topic today. And I just want to be, I want to send out a lot of love and roses and hearts and kisses to everybody listening and everybody out there. And you know, before I introduce who we are, in case you don't know, I do pull a tarot card for each week start. So today, guess what I pulled, Susan?
For the last couple of weeks, I've been afraid to ask the way the energy has been. What have you pulled?
I pulled the Princess of Wands. Everybody listening and everybody in chat, the Princess of Wands, it's such a cute little princess. In fact, it has blonde hair just like me and a thing called wreath of like purple flowers, which I love. And then it has my favorite character, which is a dragon. And they are looking at this new sprout on the wand in awe. And so let me read the meaning to you. I already know psychically what it means, but I want you all to know, and this is a card for all of us this week. It's the Princess of Wands and the baby dragon look in wonder at the new leaf sprouting on the wand. The divinatory meaning is an energetic young person in your life, stirrings of initiative, creativity within you, and new projects and ventures coming your way and our way. And
so and creativity within you is going to come forth. Good card.
Yes, I love this card, everyone. Not only do I love the dragon, because like princess, that's a given, but I do want you to know when I pull it, it's for everyone. So I would believe there's a lot of people on the line and a lot of people listening that are looking for new opportunities, new ventures, and just a breath of fresh air. So everyone, we got it today in the tarot card. Now I can tell you who I am and who Susan is, because I love that. I am your host. I'm Bonnie Albers, and you are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air with my co-host and my fab girl, Susan Z. I am a RN, an LNC, which is a legal nurse consultant. I am a life coach. I also
can't fit it all on one card.
Yes, I specialize in love, romance, relationships, and any sexual issues you might have that you can keep on the air, because sometimes those sexual issues are X-rated, and we'll save them for after 7 o'clock. Anyway, my favorite part of what I do and who I am is that I am a psychic spirit medium. I love spirit, and spirit hopefully loves. So you can catch me on Blog Talk Radio on all of our shows, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We do feature other co-hosts, but Susan and I are Monday and Tuesday, and we are the rockin' show of Blog Talk Talk Talk. So please join us because we just love what we do. We do give readings. We do give answers to questions. We all work on questions or we'll open your Akashic record. Susan is fabulous at the tarot cards. I cannot, I'll let her talk about herself. But if you want to get a hold of us or hold of me, you just please like us on Blog Talk. If you do, it'll give you the shows and what time we're going to be available and when our shows are going to be posted. Of which I need to tell you, this month, coming up in October, on October 15th at 7 o'clock, we've got the fabulous psychic lawyer, Mark Anthony. He is so fabulous. He wrote a book, one of my favorites, although the one I wrote with Susan was my favorite, but this one tops the chart. It's called Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. He is also, I don't want to tell you till we get closer to the date, but he's got a new book coming out March 15th, and it is about...
Oh, it's 11 on the clock!
Yeah, Proof of the Afterlife. It's called, I will give you the name of the book. It's on, we'll announce it on that day. This book and Mark are fabulous, fabulous souls. He is famous. He's been on CBS. He's been on The View. He rocks the New York Times bestseller list, and he will again. Don't miss this show. He is going to talk about his book. He's also going to do some readings, but you're going to find out how. I mean, he's had these gifts, and he's a lawyer. He's a defense attorney, which is so cool because he can see when he picks a jury, the bludgeon people next to him that are trying to get his attention. So it's really cool. He kind of explains what he does. The book is so super fabulous. It helped me. I have sent it to many people. Again, please read it before he comes on the show because he will be answering all kinds of questions about the book, about his next book, and he will be doing readings. He rocks the house, guys. He is also kicking off. Susan and I, we're going to start evening shows, which I love. We're going to start.
Yeah, so we're going to be nighttime girls.
Nighttime girls. Get your party dresses on, Suze.
Anyway, yeah.
We're going to start a Friday and Monday nights. We're going to do 7 to 8:30, and we're going to see how our, we hope you'll come with us. We are going to still rock Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday shows during the day, and if we need to put our shows back on during the day, we will. But we want to kind of just see who's out there at 7 o'clock at night. Anyway, I love you all. We're trying to make our show available to everybody at all different time levels because we've, by popular demand, thank goodness and thank the universe, we've wanted to expand and we've been asked to expand. So, again, we love you. You can reach me on Facebook. It's Bonnie Albers Mosenter this time. 60 days from now, we'll be back to Bonnie Mosenter Albers. So the best way to get a hold of me is B Albers714@AOL.com. I do counseling. I do readings. Just email.
You do?
I do, just like you.
Yeah.
So anyway, please get a hold of us. We love you. We want to bring you subjects and information that you want to hear on the radio. And if you don't, you'll hear what we want to hear on the radio. Right, Susan?
Right.
So, friend, go and tell everybody what you do.
Okay. I am, first of all, it's like I try to keep my personal business to myself, so we'll keep the doo-doo out of it. I saw that Rich Alexa on your tape. This is, my name is Susan Z. Rich, and I'm Bonnie's radio cohort in metaphysical science.
Fine.
Hi. And yes, I'm third generation Akashic medium, which means that I interpret your soul journey and have the ability to read your Akashic soul record. I also have about 20 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant, life coach, holistic therapist, emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. Even I'm tripping over my own stuff.
Well, that is because you have way too much airtime, and I think you need to handle that.
I know. And also the author of the published book, which Bonnie very lovingly co-shares with me, which is Windows, Secrets from the Divine, which is available on Amazon.com. It's an inexpensive price, and it's like you will not regret it if you decide to purchase it, because it will answer a lot of your questions that you have about all the life changes that you're going through on a spiritual level and also on this dimension, age-wise level.
And Susan,
you can reach me. Yes.
Susan. You know what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell everybody, if you want our book, and I love this book because I took it with me to a convention. There was probably 500 people there, and this was one of the only books I took besides How to Do the Kama Sutra. So, I mean, this book was really it. To bridge the gap for PhDs, MDs, DOs, nurses, nurse practitioners, and metaphysical. So I love the book. It so helps everyone understand what life cycles are from the medical point as well as from the metaphysical point. But if you do want the book and you do order the book, which I hope you do, you can send it to me. And since Susan did not put my name on it, I will put my name on it. So if you send it to me, I'll sign it gladly.
Now, I can't tell you how amazing that is that you're willing to do that. I mean, really.
I know. Is that too cool? And listen, if I could get away with it with Mark Anthony's book, because, you know, you say he's going to be mad, but, I mean, what's the difference? If I have channeled part of a book, why shouldn't I get credit? You know, I am going to try to sign his book, too.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. Anyway, I wanted to tell everybody how to reach me. You can reach me through my website. You can check my website out, which also has the available for readings on career romance. I use the Spiral Tarot for half hour. I also do email readings. That website is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, R as in rich, WHITEWINGS. And my email is szrich@aol.com. And if you didn't have a pen or pencil that weren't able to write any of that down, if you just Google Susan Z. Rich, my website will come up with everything else.
And if it comes up with a big genie on a magic carpet ride, you'll know how else to get a hold of her. Just hop on that carpet and ride straight to her house and get a reading.
Ride to ride.
That's right. Susan, we have such a great subject to talk about today. We're not going to talk real long. I've got some callers on the board that we want to get to. And hi, and thank you, and anybody that want to call in, now's time to get in because we don't take very many, as you know, but the ones on the board right now are going to be taken. But what I do want to start talking about, which is so interesting to me, is the Akashic Records, because we started doing them again. You know, you can only get your Akashic Records open once, because once you open them, it's done. I mean, you're not going to say anything else. But, you know, why, you know, since you are the Akashic Akashic Record expert, and I'm real close behind that, I want you to tell everyone why. I mean, I know why, and I don't want to answer for you because then you'll clobber me, but why would you want to have your Akashic Records open in three sentences or less?
Well, you know, the one thing about having your Akashic Records open is...
You're done. Those were three sentences. You're done.
Be quiet, Miss Queen. When I was doing counseling, okay, which I still do on an occasional basis because I am kind of semi-retired and mostly just do readings and our radio show and everything and sell my naturopathic equipment. But one of the biggest questions that always came up in counseling and also in readings, and especially when I was working at Casadega as a reader, is that what's my life purpose? I mean,
you are bragging.
What the heck am I here for? Yeah, and what opening your Akashic Records does is it kind of gives you an idea of what you wrote for yourself, you know, what it is that you're trying to accomplish. You know, people, and especially light workers, have this kind of idea that, you know, if you're spiritually drawn to help others in whatever way that may be, that somehow it has to be a big contribution, that you have to be like on the level of Mother Teresa, Wayne Dyer, Marilyn Williams.
That's me. That's me. See, that's why I love.
Yeah, you're Mother Teresa.
I love this. Oh, yes. Hey. I am. Well, I might not have her name. And I don't like her shoes, but I would rock a pair of high shoe stilettos with a long black cape.
Yes. You'd look real good in that little hood that she always used to wear. So
no, Mother Teresa would have her own. Go ahead.
Yes, and what it does is that it kind of clears away the misconception of what it is that they think that they have already accomplished, with that sense of failure, or I haven't done enough, or, you know, why is my life like this? And or just being able to understand that sometimes the soul chooses a lot of challenges, and we might not understand why, but that's what the Akashic Soul Records does, is that it brings in the imprints of what you experienced in the past and what you're trying to experience in this life, either in correcting or skating or assisting someone in your soul family. But it and then once you get the information, it's not about being overwhelmed with it. It's just about, you know, going, oh, I have a pretty good idea now why this is happening or why that's happening. Well, some things are set in stone. Okay, you're destined to experience, I mean, that's the way you wrote it. But the majority of your life is about choice. It's about free will. And you go on a path and you go this direction or that direction. One of my sister's favorite sayings, which really kind of says it all, is that, you know, this is a dream. We're dreaming this. And you can either make it a happy dream, or you can make it a nightmare, depending on what your conscious acceptance of everything that's put in front of you.
Well, Susan, I got to tell you something. I so believe in that, but my terms are a little different. I say you can go easy, baby, or you can go against your natural path and go hard. Because one way or the other, you can get to where you got to go. But I do I so believe that, because we even in counseling, we tell people you can choose. Sometimes it's a chemical imbalance, I do have to tell you. And there are natural as well as regular medical products that will put back some of the hormones and some of the fluids in your brain that you need, like serotonin, exercise, and some natural products, or the medical part. But for the most part, you can choose whether to be happy, recreate your life in a happy way, no matter what. You know, some of the people that I've seen that are the happiest have not the same as what you would think, like Madonna or Lady Gaga or Justin Bieber have. It's actually that they are so happy with what they have, and you look, and sometimes it's very little material-wise, but you choose in your life what to do with what you're given and what you're here for, and you can choose to be happy. You can choose to be loving, or you can choose to take that other road, and which makes it a little harder for you. So I love the Akashic Records, and I have to tell you, because I do want to talk a little bit about people, some of the people that have gotten there. We have seen such awesome Akashic Records open. Awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jesus, don't you think?
Amazing.
And that's your journeys that you're allowing us to see. And we want you to know, because there are some people who have had such heavy burdens about when they find out what they're here for, or they feel like they have to, once they're told about their Akashic Records, that they have to live this super altruistic dream because now they've been told that's what they're going to do. But it doesn't work like that. First of all, it's a journey through your life. So you might be calling us at 40, and this journey might be at your 60th birthday. So all, you know, I love to say is, hey, take a look at what you're here for. Take a look at what you can do and start walking a path towards it. No matter where you go, you're going to find yourself again. So don't you think so, Susan?
Oh, yeah. You know, and it's interpretation. It's like when I counsel women and men on finding love in their life, the first thing that I tell them is that the first thing we have to look at is what's your definition of love? And it's the same thing of in terms of your journey of life or what you're here for. You have to look at, well, what is your definition of life, of being a light worker or being of service? It's like once you get that into a perspective of ease and grace, okay, because if you strive and feeling like you're never arrived, then basically you live in the energy of less than. And that's not what your higher self had in mind when you wrote your journey.
Susan, you know what my journey, you know what I wrote for my journey?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, I'm just going to, I know I can't hide anything from you, but when I have my leathers high up on my thigh, I put on my tight pants and I put down my hair, I'm the happiest. So, see, I might not be able to go feed the homeless in that, but I feel happy. And so it's what you choose to do to feel happy. But I do want to tell everybody that what's so interesting and so cool about what we're talking about is I just had my my progressive chart done. And one of the things they said in there, and I won't share everything because I don't know if I can share everything. I got my Saturn return and Saturn and Saturn and Saturn, and you know how I don't
want Oh, God, I know. Saturn's on this, and then this, and Mars is going to do this. Oh, my God, yeah.
But I have to tell you that when I was told that I was incarcerated in many lifetimes, I don't like that, but I was incarcerated, and that's why I came as a Cancer, and I have to be free.
I can't buy anybody would want to lock you up, Bonnie.
I don't know either, except if it's in a rock house with a lot of money. I just can't figure it out, and a lot of food. But I can't figure it out either. But what's so funny is, Susan, that we talked about this, that I know I can't watch World War II movies, can't like even say the word. I can do it better now because of you and bringing people through. But bringing people when I hear them going into World War II, now I know why I have those phobias. And I love
We just went through that the other day when I was trying to explain about why people – sometimes just refuse to accept that one human being can be so cruel to another human being and genocide them. And I was trying to use the definition that you won't let me use, and your dad started poking me. No, don't bring that up with her. Don't talk to her about that.
No, and so why I bring that up, and the reason is, and then I'm going to take the next call, the first caller, is this. I now realize from opening the Akashic Records what some of my past lives have been and why in this life I had some of those what I call little blips. And when I see that little blip now, I understand. So that's the cool thing about your Akashic Records being open. And now, Susan, with no more ado, I am going to take this first caller, which is 562. You are on with Susan and Bonnie.
Yay!
Hi! Hello?
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 Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Rondrea.
Would you say it again? Andrea?
Rondrea with the R.
Oh, Rondrea.
Yes.
Hi.
That's an interesting name.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you ladies doing?
Well,
what can we help you with?
Yeah, we're blabbing away. We're perfect. But now that we have you, Rydrea, we have you to blab to. So what can we do for you?
Well, I was interested in Akashic Records reading.
Ooh, girlfriend, here we go. That's what we were talking about.
Just what we were talking about.
I can keep my mouth shut, though, Susan. You're going to have to do it in 3-minute intervals because you know I'll have to butt in. I'm going to try not to, but I you know me.
I know. Just as long as you don't put your foot in the book. That's all I care about. All
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I need to ask you is how old you are.
30.
30?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, that's always an amazing soul window. That's when we kind of realize, like, oh, my God, we're, like, growing up. And we're letting go. We're no longer a young girl. And that we're moving into, womanhood. Okay. And we start taking a complete different perspective on life. More wisdom starts coming, and we just kind of start looking at things a lot differently and just start letting go of our young girl way. So this is a real powerful soul window that you're in. The next question that I want to ask you is that what do you do for a career now and what you've done in the past?
I'm on SSI. I don't work at all.
You're on SSI?
Yes. Not working.
Okay. So you're disabled?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever held a job?
Yes.
Okay. What would that be?
Receptionist for a psychiatrist.
Oh, I love that. No wonder you're disabled. To work for one of them, I love them a lot, though, but, I mean, to work for one of them is tough. So go ahead.
Okay. May I ask you what put you on disability?
I was disabled, and they told me I have schizophrenic. I was diagnosed with schizophrenic.
Okay, so you were diagnosed as schizophrenic?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I need to know. And because you're so young, your Akashic Records will kind of be limited versus if I open someone up that's like in their 50s or 60s, but it'll give me an idea of what you've written for yourself that's going to, that you're going to have choices of unfolding it towards the future, okay? May I ask what you think, not what you think, what you know your gifts are, what you consider your gifts to be?
No, I have no idea what my gifts are.
Okay. Gifts.
I don't think she understands your question.
Yeah,
Susan.
Okay. Let me explain. Gifts aren't about, we're not talking about psychic gifts or, that you see dead people or that, like, it's, yes, but gifts of what it is that you consider that makes you exceptional.
Oh, okay.
Everyone
is exceptional. With those words.
Yeah, everyone is exceptional. You know, I don't care whether it's like you can arrange flowers.
Are you sweet?
Yes.
What's
that?
If you look and somebody says, well, what gifts? And they say, I don't have any. Well, are you sweet? Are you kind to others? I mean, do you help other people? That could be a gift.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know. So what was that?
I said I try to help other people.
Okay, so if someone's in need of help, you're the first thing that you think of is how can I help you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Anything else that you can think of? Like that you have gifts that you dress well, that you're a good conversationalist, that you like to read, that you're good at math, that you're, you know, anything like that.
Well, I like astrology.
Okay.
Oh, so to watch. You need to listen on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday I have astrology Wednesday.
Yeah. Do you understand and know how to do it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. To me,
ooh,
you're gold.
Wait a minute.
Astrology, that's it. You got it. Okay. And what is it, the things that you like about yourself?
How, like, you can just go into it and see what's going to go on with, make predictions maybe about your life, stuff like that, and go into the path.
Okay, so you're talking about the astrology?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Okay, can I ask you, are you using this astrology in any way in terms of helping you with income or anything like that?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I just never thought to use it for that.
Okay. Well, I'm getting ready to tell you why. All right. I think that, you know, if you're let me go back from the beginning. All right. When you opened your book, okay, basically what I saw was an explosion of for tools. Okay, an explosion of fireworks. All right. Just like a July 4th New York City fireworks, right? And then on the foundation of what it is that I'm seeing here is you being buried under crystals, okay? I mean, literally, buried in crystals, so that, like, up to your neck. Very powerful healing crystals, big time energy crystals. And this is why I'm going to tell you is that the reason why you have problems coping with life, why you've been diagnosed as schizophrenic or whatever it is it because you, first of all, you came back a little too soon, all right? Your receptors, what they call the imprints, are kind of fried out, all right? Because that's your foundation, is that at one point in time in your past lives, you carried all this power, all this ability to, with crystals, astrology, elementals, it's all there. It's all there. But you tried to do, you absorbed too much. You just wanted it and wanted it and wanted it.
Yeah.
Take note, okay?
I am taking note, and I want it, but I had to mute her.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just want to tell you, I muted you because your speaker is not letting us be able to hear right. So we are still on your reading, but we're just muting you. So when I need you to talk, I'll unmute you.
Yeah, I've got a lot of wind coming in that's distorting. So it's like you didn't know what your limits or your boundaries were. And this is and I'm going to tell you that almost every healer, every light worker has a life like this. Every one of us. We all short out. All of us. And the reason why we do is that because we remember at one point in time that we were godlike. That we could do everything, that's what we are. We are mirror images of God creation. And somewhere along the line, we became afraid of that. Well, the vision of Merlin keeps on coming in front of me as I'm talking to you about this foundation of being buried in crystals. So this is what your energetic short is, okay? Your tools with the and how you came here to do with this fireworks, okay, is that you have to find something to discipline your mind, okay? Astrology is probably the best thing that you could choose. That's why you're so comfortable with it, all right? Through this lifetime, you're always going to be, I would want to say to you that, yes, someday you're going to outgrow this, and that someday you're going to be real zen. But that's not what you're doing. Is you're healing in this lifetime, okay? And the reason that I'm bringing up that about the astrology is that you should, if you're on SSI and the inability to deal with the outside world, which is what being buried in the crystals did to you, okay, is astrology is a mathematical, very scientific approach to a soul path, okay? And you should seriously consider doing charts for people. It's like explaining, and what this is going to do is that as you work more and more in the science and the mathematics of the astrology, it will help you bring boundaries to this brain fireworks that's going on, the misfiring in your brain. When you hit, as you get older, it's going to calm down more, but you're always going to feel a little fried, okay? And like I said, you reincarnated a little too soon. You were being healed in the other dimensions of this short circuiting, but because as most people who are mystical and have great power, they go, I can handle it. I'm good.
Yeah.
I can handle it. And so you reincarnated a little too soon, all right? But this astrology thing, I can't tell you how important it is for you to really delve yourself into it and start offering it as a service. Start charging, make charts, get somebody to do a website or something like that, and find a way to control that short circuiting that's going on in your emotions and mind.
Well, you know what, Susan, I've got a spirit here. How about that?
You got a what?
I have a spirit here, baby. I'm going to tell her what the spirit is telling me. I have a woman here. I unmuted you.
Okay,
I have
before you do that, hon, would you take her off mute and ask
yes,
her
I
if
did.
She has any questions, and then go to the spirit.
Honey, do you have any questions for Susan?
No.
Okay.
Do you understand everything that I just said to you?
Yes.
Okay. Does it resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
all right. Now I'm going to turn you over to the Kraken.
Okay.
Here we go. Because I had spirit here with me. When you were talking, Susan, all I had was a woman, and I thought, oh no, I've seen this this, and I just don't know. It's the woman that's been here or what? It is a woman who is stirring a big pot, a big black pot. And she's stirring and stirring, and it's boiling over. And what she is saying is that I think it is your grandmother or a great aunt. I'm not quite sure who is. Only you would know that. But she said she was making food for a lot of kids. So I don't know if you know who this person is, but she would make a big, it looks like a big cauldron, actually. So that's why I was surprised to see that there was any food in it or it was boiling up. But what she said is, you are not doing what you're supposed to do in this lifetime yet, and that's why you were prompted to call. So there was a mixed message, you know, and for some reason we were talking about Akashic Records, and that just, you called. This was the perfect day for you to call, but it wasn't a coincidence. She wanted you to hear this. She also said, magic is your name and healing energy is your specialty. So I would believe that, like Susan said, in past lives you've been quite powerful as a magician, or, you know, we don't want to say magician, as a magic worker. And you use
The word magician. I like the word mystical worker. I like all that.
Well, I will tell you what I see is that when I see a wand next to Merlin, and she would change energies. So I see what you did, and I see what you're here for. And again, that's going to be in your later years. Also, she's showing me, oh my God, it smells so good. And this will relate to who she is for you. It's a pie. She's handing this big pie over, but it looks like it's blueberry, hot blueberries, or some type of blackberries in the pie. Do you know who this is?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, do you have an aunt or a great-grandmother or on the other side?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, they're kind of putting their hand on their hip and saying, well, you might not have known them well, but you knew them. So either you were a baby or you were little when maybe they were in your life and left you. And they're kind of showing me the age of about 10. So did you have an aunt or a great-grandmother that passed away when you were around 10 to 12?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And she said to me that you used to, that's why she's showing me the pie, that she used to make or you used to eat, or why she's handing me this pie is my only thought is that you would recognize it, that either she liked pie or you used to eat it, but it's the color of blueberries. So I want to say that I look and it's blackberry, blueberry, it's some boysenberry, it's some kind of berry that's in that pie. So did you ever eat, when you were a kid, did you eat that kind of pie, or do you know anybody that did in your family?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, she's handing you that pie, so you might want to ask around or write this down.
Okay.
Also, she said that your gifts really are from your mother's side, which is, you know, not a bad thought. Mine are from both, but your gifts are from your mother's side, and you have a long lineage of mothers with gifts going way back. And I see about the seventh generation back. That's where the powerhouse of magic actually took place. So let's say somebody lived to 93, because they're saying that these people have lived a long time. You're looking at going back close to 700 years. And that doesn't mean that you incarnated or that they incarnated right away. So it's pretty far back there that you started with this lineage of magic. And they said that they're bringing it forward to you and that this won't be your only lifetime bringing this forward. You'll get better and better and better once you understand how to manipulate the energies here on Earth. Okay? Instead of doing magic, you're going to manipulate the Earth's energies for people. And that'll come with astrology, all crystal healing, crystals, any of those kind of things are what heals the energetic pathways for this Earth, because crystals are in the Earth and are part of the Earth, and that's where we get our energy from. So they said that the crystal is very important for you, even though you're working with astrology. And that is so cool, because I think twinkling stars, that you really need to get in touch with your crystal being, you know, which is
I think so. Even though, you know, it was like it was part of her undoing. And I think that if she, you know, explored it with ease and grace, you know, that. It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, because they said this lifetime you won't get what you had in the last lifetimes. You just won't. You'll get glimpses and pieces of it. So you won't get to the point where you are going to abuse it or use it too much or burn out and fry out. You're already done that. But that glimpses of it will actually help you what you need to do next. And you will be taking this forward from about 40 on. Is what they're telling me. So I hope we helped you.
Yeah, you did. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for allowing us to be in your energy, and we appreciate it, and have a fabulous day, because we loved peeking in. Susan. I have our next caller is Gussie. Gussie, you are online with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hey there, girls. How are you?
We
are
fabulous.
Are you Gussie here in chat?
Yes.
Oh, cool. I haven't seen you in chat
Gussie.
Before. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I'm a long-time listener. You know, I pop in now and then.
Oh, Gussie.
You pop in here and there.
Gussie, we love you popping in. You can pop in any time, because if you don't pop in, then we're going to pop into you. How does that sound?
Well, I don't know about that.
I know. You really wouldn't want me popping in, because I'm a pain in the butt. I'm all, you know, I'm very demanding. I need things, but I'm a very nice person. It's just some popping in you might not want me to do.
What
can we do for you today, Gussie?
Are you taking just basic psychic questions as well, or are you doing focus more on the Akashic records?
No.
We're doing
a potpourri today, Gussie, so either you can do tarot cards with Susan Loves, and we might do them anyway if you ask a question she wants to throw the cards for.
Okay.
So please, just ask us.
I would like to focus more on my current job, which is very, very part-time. I love my job, and I love the work itself, the environment. It's a dream job, but it's a very small company, and the staff turnover is not high. So I'm very, very, you know, it's just like the opportunity itself just presented by the situation is not very high. And I just was wondering if you see that this is going to eventually evolve into a livelihood or, you know, exactly what this looks like it may or may not hold for me in the next few months.
Well, I already have an answer, but do you want to throw the cards? Do you want me to give an answer while you're throwing the cards?
I'm in the mood for tarot. I'm a tarot reader myself. I mean, I do tarot as well, but
I'm
curious.
Oh, wait. Gussie.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had such an echo, so I'm going to have to ask a few questions. What is it that you do for a living?
I work in radio.
In radio? Gussie, here's my answer while Susan's getting her tarot cards ready, okay? When you were talking and you were asking the question, all I heard is yes, 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 that this company will be growing. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it's not going to be a short-term thing, though. It's going to be over a longer period of time. And what they're showing me, and I usually get times, is, and this is pretty far out, but it says 1 to 3 years. What?
Well, it's not a growing company. They're at max right now. It's an old company. It's been around for quite a while, but they're at max, capacity.
But I wonder if somebody's going to buy them or change the company in some way.
No. This is deep, deep in their family. This is a family.
Okay.
This is a very well established path.
This is what I'm being told by spirit, so I can't really tell you what's going to happen, or I can't take back what they're telling me, but they're saying that this company is going to grow. You say that it's stagnant or that it's just maxed out. Something is going to make it either expand or grow in the next 1 to 3 years. Whether that's that somebody else comes in, whether they revamp the family business, something is going to come in. It's not going to be now, but in about 1 to 3 years. So if you stay there, and I see that you're happy there. I see you're part-time and you'd like more work, but I think that you need to give it time if you like this job. So, Susan, if you've got your tarot, I can't take that back, Gussie, because that's what they're telling me.
Well, I have to agree in a kind of offhanded way. And one of the things here that I'm picking up here is that this is what they call the wheels of fortune, and it has to do with, I don't know whether it's her or the Empress. That doesn't seem to be like her. I don't know if there's a woman involved in this, but what happens is that the Wheel of Fortune is right next to the Lover's card and a Judgment card, which says that somewhere down the road, and it shows the Eight of Pentacles, which is labor, you know, working, you know, achieving success. And the Ace of Wands is right next to it, which is the passionate new beginning. Temperance card is upside down next to that. So what that shows me is that this whole business has been built on hard work, on balance, on love, and everything. But what's getting ready to happen is that, as you said, is that, and it feels like that there's a woman involved in this, that the Wheel of Fortune is getting ready to change to the better in terms of, and the Lover's card comes in, is that it's about changing it into something that brings more love to the fire, and it's also a Judgment card, which means that of changing the definitions of what they think will work and what they think won't. So I agree with you that that there is potential. As the company stands right now, it's in kind of an upside down balance and harmony. It's there, it's doing well, it's easy going, it's stagnant, it's not looking for anything new. Don't break it. I mean, don't fix it if it's not broke, you know, kind of energy.
Yeah.
But that's not gonna last.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I
think. It's because of what I'm hearing is that there's the energy of scooping up, that someone comes in from the outside and scoops up what this company is, and kind of like an offer they can't refuse. Of like they're still in charge, but have the potential of growing and being more than what they could ever imagine.
Yeah, that's what I get, and I even got a time frame. So, you know what, Gussie? If you can stick it out, it's great.
Well,
you know?
Here's the thing. You know, I'm not looking at 1 to 3 years down the road. I'm looking at like 1 to 2 to 3 weeks down the road, or even 1 to 3 months down the road, because this is my only income. I work 5 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, as you can well imagine, doesn't go very far. So no, it doesn't.
Well, can you get another job to complement that?
Trust me, I'm out there. I'm looking.
Question's changing, because that's a different question for me, and that would be, can I find a job that'll supplement my income with my other job? Because what we're looking at was the other job. So if you ask, you know, it's just all in the asking, because for me, when you said that, all of a sudden it's changing, switching gears.
Yeah, and my question isn't, can I find another supplementary job? That's not my question. The question that I ask is the question that I care about. You know, the supplementary job is a job that is going to be pay the bills. What I'm passionate about is the work that I get to do 5 hours a week with very, very, as we've already discussed, you know, very limited, very narrow and opportunity, and a very, very small staff that doesn't see a lot of turnover. People get in there. In fact, pretty much everyone who works there has to have other jobs. Only the very top people don't. But the people at, like, you know, the you would call the average people, average workers, I mean.
That's going to change if you can stick
hang
it out.
There.
Okay, I see. Well, 3 years is a long time to stick out a job.
You might have to supplement it, is what Susan's saying, and I'm saying, because I do see the company absolutely changing, whether it's bought out or somebody revamps it or another cousin comes in. If it's a family business, it has different ideas. I'll give you an example. And this is, I'll give you an example that's really cool. I don't want to say its name, but there's a big, well, I can say its name because you probably all know it, Dillard's, okay? That's a department store. And when they were run by the matriarch or the patriarch of Dillard's, but then when they got older in their 90s, they handed it down to their young kids. Well, now it's a totally, completely different store. Now it has boutiques in it and has all, it has my, it has all different things in it that didn't have so before. So it's a totally different look, store, and feel, and they've expanded. So this, so it could be that it's still in the family. It's just going to be what part of the family, or somebody is going to make them an offer. Because I do feel that that company is going to change. So if you have to, you know, to me, if I love a job, I'm going to keep it and supplement it with hopefully another job that I love. If not, I'm never going to give that other one up, because if you tell me that and I know it, I can feel it, you don't want to be looking, because the next person that gets your job might not leave and you'll never get back into this company until it expands. If you were if you were going to ask me and you called in and asked us, I would tell you that you stick with it, because it is going to change for the better for you, but it's going to be a little while. And you know energies. It could be, you know, I said a year to 3 years. It could be 8 months. It could be 3.5. I mean, they're just showing me a block of time that maybe it'll start really growing. So I say stick it out and try finding a supplement like everyone else.
Yeah. How old are you, Gussie?
I'm not going to say. I'm up there. I don't have a lot of time left in life. Let's just say that I'm closer to the end than the start.
Oh, honey, none of us are closer to the end.
Oh,
I'm closer to the beginning.
Stop that shit.
How old are you? Oh, honey, I rock 17, but that's because that's what the universe says I am. But I'm telling you, we're not, you know, remember, we're all going to be living to 200, 300, 400 years old soon, as soon as they be able to remake our hearts, which is coming soon. Coming to a hospital near you.
Thank you. No, thank you. Even if that were an offer, if it were possible, and they said, oh, we can extend your life 300 years, I so would not take that offer.
And no, a lot of people wouldn't, Gussie, believe it or not, especially light workers, because they want to go home. They want to go home with the next thing. Yeah.
It's not like this is home for me. It's not like I wanted to be here.
Right. Well, isn't that cool? Well, you know what? While we have you on the phone and you didn't want to be here, we have so many people that didn't. And I love it here. I come all the time because I can't wait till I'm Lady Gaga without the meat and the vomit. But one of these days. But, you know, the thing is, I have friends that are young and they want to go home. And they said, you know, we're here for a reason. We can't wait till we go back home where there's so much love and so much, you know, and so much feeling and so much everything that we don't have here, and I would like to recreate what I need if I can, but I don't need to come back again if I don't have to. So is that where you are?
I think my perspective is even different from that, but it's pretty complex and it's pretty profound and it's pretty personal. So I don't lump myself into any sort of category or even commonality of anyone. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how to respond to that. I was born just really very with eyes wide open. That's all I can say.
Well, that's fabulous. You know what? I was born with eyes wide open that had shields on it till I turned a certain age because I was too into boys. So then when I got out of boys and I actually got married, and then when I figured I couldn't do anything else again, I went back to what I knew my eyes were doing, and that was in my 40s. Ah, you mean in my 17? And I've never turned around. So, you know what, Gussie, love what you do, even if it's for 5 hours. Get what you have to, even if it's for the other 20. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, there's what you're planning on doing anyway.
Thanks, Gussie, for calling. Yeah.
Thank you, Gussie.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. You know what, Susan, I just love these. I love our callers. They're so talented, every one of them. I mean, there's Gussie who does tarot, and you do tarot, and I throw a tarot. But it's just we have the coolest people. We have the coolest people and audience, and we have the coolest chatters. Hi, chatters out there. So I'm going to take the next caller, and that's 831. You're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi.
Hi. What is your name?
Who's this?
Well, I was wondering if it was at all possible if I could possibly connect with my father who's in spirit, or if you could just, if you would just possibly...
Okay, let me see if
that,
I can...
Maybe throw a card for me or something.
Okay,
Thank you so much.
Okay, I see a... Now, you know, spirit's in my spirit room, so... I see a man holding a book. I want to say it's a Bible, but I'm not quite sure. I don't know if it's, you know, a book because he's a reader, or it kind of looks like it's a spiritual book, like a Bible or some type of book. Would that be your father?
It could be, yes.
Okay, and he's also on the taller side.
Yes.
Okay, and he's kind of a thin man?
Yes.
Okay, he's here. Okay, and he came very quickly, and his head's down looking at this book. So the message to me would be, do you go to church or synagogue, or do you go to a mosque, or do you do any type of religion at all?
Well, yes, I have two spiritual practices that I do daily, yes.
Okay, because that's what he's showing me. And now he's lifting his head up and smiling. He's saying he's very proud of you, that's a big part of your life, and he feels that it was a big part of his, so I'm not sure what that means. It's your message. He kind of a quiet man?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's very, very somber in front of me. So, but it doesn't mean he's sending out a lot of love to you, but he doesn't have like 100 people standing around, which means to me he's very comfortable with himself. So I think in life, what he's showing me is he stood his own ground. He was quiet. Was your father educated?
Very highly, yes.
Yes, because your father's showing me, oh, my goodness, he's here. Okay, that was, okay. are you educated? Why I'm asking this is it's important. It was, he just wrapped his arms right around me when I said that. So is there something about education with him or you?
Both of us.
Okay, because it's really important to him, and he wants to thank you, and he wants to thank you because it was really important that you were educated. And he said, even though sometimes our education doesn't give us everything we want, it helps us in other ways. I don't know if you know why he's saying that, but
yes, because he was educated in the classics, and he believed it was important. Critical thinking skills were important, and that it was important that I be taught how to think, not what to think.
Yeah.
And that was the underlying rule of my entire education, that I be taught how to think, not what to think.
Absolutely, and that's what he's saying. And he's so proud of you. He's handing you a bouquet of flowers. What's weird is, usually if they're handing me... If he's handing me a bouquet of flowers, they're a funny color for me, because usually men hand, you know, flowers, especially to their, you know, it's a bouquet of white flowers. Do you know why? And it's all like, they're not wild or anything. He's just handing me a bouquet of white flowers. And they look like, do you like white flowers? Do you have white flowers in your house?
I love white flowers.
Okay, he's showing.
I love white, and white flowers, and white is very purifying, and some of the most fragrant flowers actually are white.
Yeah, he's saying good girl. So he must. Okay, so you are understand. And what he says is he comes to you at night. Do you know that?
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. No, but a lot of white flowers bloom at night. And there's a famous perfume that's a couple hundred or thousand years old. I'm not sure. Not Chypre. I can't think of it. Not some Shalimar or something. And it's all from night blooming white flowers under the moon.
Well, he's saying
okay.
he's giving me a big smile. He's sending you kisses through his hands. So he's kissing his hand and handing it over to you. And
oh, blowing me kisses? Oh, how sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's saying that you have a lot of work to do. And he's watching, is what he's saying. So I don't know if he was a very affectionate man. I know that he's a very warm and tender man. But I don't think he was, you know, he's not like running over to you and giving you a big hug and kiss like my dad who slobbers over everybody. But then he had that personality. He is so proud of you, honey. I just can feel the love he has. And love is radiating off him. And he was so happy you took the symbols, because it's not easy for him to come and give me those symbols. They have to use a lot of energy to do that. So he's fading away. But he wants you, oh, my goodness. He wants you to know, is there a special holiday you have?
Not really.
Okay.
Not that I can think of right now. There might be.
Because he said that there was a holiday that he just loved the food. So I don't know what that is, because for me it would be Thanksgiving. And he's saying that he'll be there at the dinner table. So I don't know what that means either. But
okay.
I've got to ask him to step away. I want you to know that the love that he has for you, honey, I mean, I'm full of it. If I could kiss a tree, which I wouldn't, but if I could kiss somebody in my house, I don't have my husband home, I could kiss the dog. That's how much love this man, and pride, the word pride comes out. He's very proud of you. Even if, you know, he's looking at me, even if you don't feel that what you've done warrants like what you get, he says it does matter to him and to you. So I hope you take the symbols, and he's a very genteel man. He's a really sweet man, but he's very, I'm going to say, introspective. And he's trying to talk to me intelligently, and I guess I'm just not that intelligent for him. But you need to talk to someone else about that. Maybe you're talking.
Are you interpreting? Is that what you're saying?
He's sending that to me, that I'm not really wanting to do an intellectual conversation with him, but that's what he loved to do. So that's why I could tell how educated he was. But thank you so much for letting me in. I've asked him to step back. And, honey, just know you're loved. He is with you in spirit. He will be there whenever you need him. Oh, my goodness, he's still here. And he wants me to tell you, I don't know, lots of luck. And he's using a name, but I don't know. Did he have a nickname for you?
Elf.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what he's saying, but he's saying lots of love and lots of luck. And he's giving me another name that you gave me. So it must be a nickname. So, yeah, and he's scratching his ear or touching yours, one or the other. But I'm going to ask him to walk away, because now he's getting too animated. Okay, super nice guy, and I thank you so much for letting me in. I love spirit, and he was. It's an honor and a pleasure to have met your father.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet of you. I just have one question. When he says I still have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
I've done so much. I hate to think of how much more I have. But do you get any sense of what he meant by that?
I just think he thinks, because he was smiling when he said it, he knows how much work you've done, honey. So that's what I think he's saying to you, that he, you know, you have a lot more work to do. He didn't say it in like, we have a lot more work to do. What he was saying, smiling, is we have a lot more work to do, meaning that you're never going to give up whatever you're doing, you know, while you can take a breath on this earth. So and he sees
okay.
that.
Okay.
So now do you want
okay.
to say that better?
Yes, thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome. Thank
That's
you.
Lovely. I appreciate it. I'd like to continue to listen.
I will. I'm just going to put you on hold, and you can listen, and it is a pleasure and an honor. So...
Thank you.
Thank you, Dawn.
Well,
yeah.
You're
welcome. Awesome, Bonnie.
Awesome. I just love spirit. You know, when they come and that quickly, it's really hard. I don't know if people understand. It's really hard for spirit to come. They give you messages, but for me to actually be able to see some of the symbolism that they bring to you, it takes energy for them to do that. And so some of them, you know, people say, well, why, like my mother, I never see her. Why is my mother not around? The reason is it's not that they might not be around. The energy level might not be right for them, or they're doing something else. Because even though you think they're all about us, like I always do, sometimes they got work to do somewhere else. Right?
Yeah, and it really is. I mean, it's like some spirits just had trouble getting their energy across that divide, that dimensions. And it's like, you know, and they try to do little things. That's when you see little lights flicker and things like that. But sometimes it's just it takes a lot of focused energy to be able to communicate like that.
Well, I got to tell you something, girlfriend. We'll take one more caller, but I've got to tell you something. I've got a spirit here that keeps trying to throw things on the floor. So anybody that comes in the house, my
having a little temper tantrum there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing was yesterday it flipped up all the chocolate chips. My sister isn't that clumsy, and all the chocolate chips flew. And then my girlfriend walked in today to have coffee this morning, and the cup of coffee flew out all over my floor. So what I have to ask is, whatever spirit is here, I love you, baby, but kind of just don't let me have to clean up. Okay, 210, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put them all. We only had another 15 minutes anyway. I've got Kelly on the phone, so we need to say hello to Kelly because we haven't talked to Kelly for a while.
Yeah, I also saw in chat that Little Fairy wanted to ask a question. Who's Little Fairy?
Okay, well, read the question from Little Fairy. You know what? Kelly, can you read us Little Fairy's question and we'll answer?
Okay, let me see if I can find it here. I'm not sure if she...
Hi, Kelly, good girl.
She logged out. Some things I'm pretty sure with sound, it's like people have been, you know, log in, log out. It's like usually when that happens is because they lose sound, that kind of stuff. It's like that whole refreshing moment.
she's gone.
Okay. Well, here, let's just, I'll tell you what. I am going to let's continue our conversation because we only have another 10 minutes. We're going to do 90 minutes until, you know, that's, we always have like a 2-hour window, but we've been doing 90 minutes. And usually when we're in zone, sometimes 90 minutes. Well, wait a minute. I think I have, let's see. Okay. I've got another.
There's a 210 on there.
Yeah. I'm going to try picking 210 up. Okay, Cal. I love you, girlfriend. I'm cute.
I love you.
All right, I'm going to put one more caller. Hi, 210. This is Bonnie and Susan.
This is Pearl. How are you?
Hi, Pearl. How are you? Is this Texas
Hi.
Pearl?
It is Texas Pearl. Hi, Susan. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my goodness, Texas. What do you got for us today, girl?
You know I love listening to your show because every time I call in, no matter what mood I'm in, I really get, it's always a happy occasion here.
Oh, we are, you know what, we are so happy. You just made us happy.
Yeah, for us too.
Yeah, because Susan was crying. You know, in Texas, Susan was crying for 4 hours before she got on, and I told her she just had to get up so that everybody on our show would be uplifted, and we did it.
Yeah, I'm serious. That's why I tune in. It's not like I, you know, just I don't like market my mind for that day. I work at my desk and I come back and I thought, you know, I'm gonna check online again, and then there you are. So it always it seems like it's working out the last few weeks. So, but it just makes my day because you're so happy.
Listen, it makes our day too. And if I could be on for 5 hours and sing and dance.
We entertain ourselves all day long, you know, with phone calls here and there. And we look forward to the radio show so much so that we get to share that.
Yeah, well, Texas, do you have a question for us, baby? Because we're ready, willing, and able to answer. Do you want a tarot reading?
Okay, so what, you know, I always like to pray before I ask a question. So I was going to ask you about career, and then I heard, you know, ask about your mom. And I was going to avoid that question. You know, my mom's not well right now. I was going to just, do you think that the medication that she's on is going to help?
What's going on with your mom?
She was diagnosed with renal cancer.
Okay. And did you say renal cancer?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what?
And
that
was
my specialty. We know what is a nurse, urology, and my husband did that. So I'm going to avoid answering this question for you because I would go into my medical mode, and Susan would hate that. So Texas baby, I handed you over. Yeah, because I would go into a total, I know all about this. I know everything you would need to know. But you know what I don't have is the pathology report. So I don't like answering in my medical kind of view, and I don't want to get into it in my metaphysical because it'll override it. So I'm going to give you over to Susan.
Okay. There's also a reason I was told to switch the question. So it's actually outside the kidney now. It's in the lymph.
Yeah. What was that last one?
It's in the lymph glands, in other words.
It's spreading, did you say?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, how old is your mom?
82.
Okay, and what new medication is she on? Tell me.
Votrient, something like that.
And how long has she been on it?
A week.
Okay, is she having any side effects?
She says it's like I didn't take anything. It's just making her very tired. They give her like ordinastatin or whatever that is, the anti-nausea drug with it.
Okay, here's what I'm hearing, and I'm going to give it to you as a visual, and then I can move forward on this. Okay, it's like taking a white shirt and throwing it into a dirty pond and expecting it to be able
be
to
white
do your laundry.
Again. Yeah.
Okay.
Your mother's immune system is almost shot. Okay.
She has lupus too.
Yeah.
If you wanna help her and make her comfortable during this transition, and you know that's where she's headed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is get something called what they call primal defense, and it will help build her immune system up, make her feel a little stronger. It doesn't really make any difference what they give her. And what you want to do is you just want to make her as comfortable as possible, and spend as much time with her as possible.
You know.
Yeah, and as much time as possible, too.
Yeah.
And what she needs right now is that she needs her immune system to be stronger, okay? Because what's going on is that her thyroid is depleted and her adrenals are depleted. And it's like, and that's what this medication is doing. And if you build her immune system up, what your immune system will do is immediately start trying to build her adrenals and her thyroid back up again.
Okay.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Because what they're saying to me is that they didn't want you to switch the question you did. And the thing is that, Texas, you've got, to me, they're saying time. And what I would do if I were you, because I feel from you, it's very strange, because I feel like there's some guilt there, and I don't know why, but maybe guilt about something. And what they're saying is no guilt, get in there, spend as much time, quality time, be happy, know the transition is coming, and just know that at that age, she has outlived and lived a fabulous, maybe not a perfect life, but a fabulous daughter who she's got with her. And give her the opportunity to know you for a while until, like I said, she transitions, because it's important for you for some reason. And what they're saying is you've got to get over, you've got to get used to the fact that, you know, life is finite. We aren't here forever. There are kids that leave the earth playing at 5, kids that leave at 15. I know it doesn't make it any better for you, but know that they're telling me quality time, which means spend what you can with her and talk about everything under the sun that you need her to know or she needs you to know, and the transition when it comes will be easier for you. Also, Spirit said that you're the one that switched that question, that really what you wanted to call and ask about your career, but that's not what's overtaking you at this time. So what is overtaking you is, of course, the diagnosis and the condition of your mom. So, yeah, you were going to call in and do that. But what they said is, if with anything, even, you know, the quality time is where you need to go with this, and getting yourself ready, because it's hard when she sees you knowing that what you think. And so what they're telling me is you've got to have a better perspective, and you've got to really feel it through your heart. And that would mean, you know what, I hate to recommend another book, and because I do recommend books, but Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. Start reading it, because it's and that's Mark Anthony. He's coming on the show. I don't say that because he's coming on the show. I say that because I've sent it to many people in your situation, and it really does help, because you know spirit. You know we're all spirit. So just, you got it. They're saying that you really, really have to understand that life is finite, but what you do with your life and how you contribute to at the end is what really counts. So does that make sense to
yes.
you?
Yes. I wanted to add something too, is that a friend of mine in, she's a Denmark citizen, and also lives in Florida, and she started something called what they call the Angel Fund, and Denmark, and specifically what it was designed for was to of the quality of life and the spiritual nurturing of those that are in hospice and making transition, because they said that when they get to the point when it becomes obvious, family does not know what to do. We
yeah.
have not been schooled in the process of transition. When in older times, they knew what to do. They lovingly bathed the body right before. They read books to them. They talked to them. They showed them pictures. They sang to them. They put flowers in their room. They made music and everything. And it made it a beautiful transition time. Now
yes,
what's
we're going home. We're going
yes.
home.
And now,
Texas.
Yeah, and what she's fighting for is to stop of them knocking them out and putting them in morphine comas, so that when they make transition, they're confused. They don't know what's happened. They're because they're not conscious. They're not aware, and so this is very, very important. Of you know, act like she's going to be here every day tomorrow,
yeah.
but
don't, yeah,
but,
don't give
but
up.
Deal with her like this is her last day.
Yeah. So, you know, I got to tell you, there's another book I read, and you won't want to read this yet, but it's called The Five People I Meet in Heaven. And what you realize is we're here for a short period of time, Texas. It's what we do when we're here. But you should treat your mom, if she's here the next 5 years, or she's here a year, she's here a month, she's here 6 months, as it was that you had the best gift that you were given your mom for another year, 2 years, 5 days, 6 hours, 6 months, and treat
because
every
it is
day.
A gift. That's
yes,
what it is.
That you,
it's,
that you,
it's a gift.
Yeah, that you love being with her, and show her that when she, you know, when life is life, and we never know when it's taken away. So just don't look at it and say, oh my God, you know, my mom's going to go and I don't know when, and be so sad. Just live happy, because every breath that she has, you have, anybody has, we don't know how long that is. We don't know the people who get in a terrible car accident and they're gone. So treat your mom, and she's going to be here forever. But look at her like, oh my goodness, this is such a gift. So does
yeah.
that make sense?
And
to
watch
you?
And watch her carefully on this
yeah.
medication, because what I'm hearing is that if you start seeing her getting more tired and more tired and weaker, she needs to come off of it.
Yeah.
Well,
she asked me that
question. That's one of the things that I've been mulling around in my head this weekend. She said, this is her words, this is ridiculous to be on this medicine, you know? Some people just, it's just their time. Well, I believe this is all my life. I believed in natural things, and
yes,
this is like putting poison in your body. Why should I go through this? And just, I don't believe in it. And I thought, well, you've got to give it, it may work. It may have a chance, and you just, you don't know. You know, sometimes when you have cancer cells in your body, you feel like your body feels like it's dying, or when you get chemo, your body feels like it's dying. So me not being psychic, I'm empathic, I can't tell whether it's whether she'd be better off the drugs or better on the drugs, because she's...
We can't answer you that. No, we can't answer you that. We're not medical, Susan. We're not medical. We couldn't answer you that.
No, but let me share something with you, okay? I had stage 4 breast cancer 20 years ago, and I did it all natural. No chemo, no surgery, all right? And there, if your mother has that attitude that, you know, what's the point of taking these drugs, because, I mean, it's putting poison in my body, then you need to listen to her. If you want some information about some natural products that you can give to make this transition that she will feel better and good, please email me, okay? And I will give you some names of some products that will anti-cancer, that will build up the immune system, and will make that her life cocoon is very thin, so it would take a zap from something miraculous, because she just really not interested in fighting. I mean, she's tired. She's tired.
You know, did you ever hear of the person like, it's time? That, you know, I hate to say those words, because you don't ever want it to be your time or their time. It's time.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. So anything that you want to give her now is about making her feel better, more energetic. You know,
happy.
That she's got a little life in her versus of, let's go kill the cancer.
Yeah, it's not going to, you know, the only thing it's going to do is make you feel better. So you need to talk to your mom, feel out what she wants to do, and then go, Mom, you know what? If you feel this way, and we talk to the doctors, we get all of our options, and you really don't want this, let's just have fun till we can't. And that
we already did all that.
Okay,
it's her right.
She's only trying this medicine because we ask her to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. She can. And when she wants to come off,
watch her carefully. Watch her carefully because, like I said, her immune system is shot. So this is going to affect her very quickly, and so keep a real close eye on her.
Okay. I mean, Texas, you know, we're here for you. I mean, you know, our town is here for you, and we were going to make you. But what we can't do, you know, because both Susan and I, and I'm sure I don't want to talk for Susan, but I can, because I think I can, because I talk for her anyway, is that we all, when our time is up, we want spirit. We want to go to spirit work. We want to come home. There's other work we need to do. And really, with the people on earth, and if you read the book I gave you, the book I recommended from Mark Anthony, what he says in that book, which I love, is that we are, the only thing keeping us here is the people who are crying for us, because we want, you know, just think, if you could go home and have a birthday party with a billion people, wouldn't you want that? So if you want to keep them here with only
home, it's like,
it's their birthday.
I mean, they're happy.
Yeah, it's their birthday. And actually, they can help you if they've been debilitated or they don't have the ability to do for you. What happens is when they go to spirit, they stand with you. So that's the coolest thing about when you go to spirit. And you know what? You're lucky. I only had, you know, I only had my mom till she was 67. She died of breast cancer. And the thing is that I would have loved to, I used to say, just one more day. And I said the same thing about my dad, and he died at 74. But you know, there's a reason they're here. There's a reason they leave. And there's a reason you wrote it in for them to leave at the time they did. You got very lucky, both of you, Texas, to live and to be with each other as long as you have. And I'm just happy that you would, you know, would even give your mom the availability to say, hey, I'm through, I'm done, because I just want to live out. She could live for the next how long? But that she makes the decision at this point with that kind of diagnosis when she wants to leave, you know?
Well, she's already starting to hurt from it. So I've always read that when you're hurting from cancer, then it's kind of going, it's a little out of control at that point. So it's a little harder to control. When do you know when to call hospice in?
Oh, I think I would be calling them. They'll let you know what, if they're ready, if she's ready. Okay. So get hospice involved. Get hospice involved, because they also have counseling available that's free to you and the family, and it is so fabulous. So please, I didn't even know that they weren't involved. Talk to either your doctor or call hospice on your own, because it is so important to get them, you know, involved now, that it will be great for your family and for your mom, and you'll see a much better, you know, outcome if you get a hospice involved and use all of their, and they'll tell you if she's not ready for it. They'll say, hey, listen, this is what you need to look for, and we'll be back. But you need to call.
Watch for these signs and then contact us. But what I'm feeling about your mom is that, you know, your mom's still interested in what's going on and everything like that, but it's going to be like a light switch. It's like almost like right in the middle of the night, she's literally, her higher self's going to ask her, you know,
wanna come home?
What am I here for?
Yeah, what am I coming
and,
home?
Yeah, it'll be, and then it'll be quick. It'll be fast.
I don't know. I really implore you, recommend, and I hope that you listen. If anything you get from this show is to call hospice.
Okay. I know that they come in at end of life help, but I didn't know what they do. So I'll call that. I actually have a friend that works in hospice.
They do
very helpful.
They come in, they can do, I can't tell you how my girlfriend had, the difference is my girlfriend had hospice because they had enough time to know and I didn't. And there is a big difference in the way you actually, the people that take care of them, that love them actually are when you get involved, because it's a much easier, they offer a lot of services you need to find out about and take advantage of their offering.
Yeah, I have never talked to anyone that they didn't have their parents or husband or wife in the hospice system that they didn't say that that it was a miracle, miracle of how it was handled.
Yeah. So please take that with you. And I've got to let us know, Texas, if you want anything, you need anything. But if you just make some of these changes and some of the differences in thought patterns that you have, this is going to be, for you, it's going to be a blessing when you get somebody involved, and that would be hospice. And when you switch over to the thought of, you know, I'm going to live every day that I can with my mom. And when, you know, I can't, I'll deal with it then, because I know she'll be at home. That's how, you know, we all miss our parents. I miss my dad every day of my life. Of course, he hits Susan every once in a while. But, you know, I can't kiss him. I can't hug him. I can't look into his eyes. But what I know is that he's home. He doesn't feel what he felt here. He loves us so much that he's around. And I know I'll be joining him when I go home. So, you know, I know that if you can grasp onto that, you'll really understand the circle of life and death. Okay?
She told me, this is the last thing I'm going to say, is she told me that she has always had a fear of having a stroke and then surviving the stroke and then living with the effects of that. And she says, that's why I don't want to take a drug that would put me in that condition. And I know that she already has high blood pressure and things like that anyway. Do you think that this drug has that potential?
Absolutely. And it wouldn't matter, because if that's what happens, she would go quickly. So it wouldn't be that she's living for the next 5 years with a stroke. So, you know,
she's already put out in the universe her intention that if she goes into stroke, she's gone.
Yeah. So you won't have to worry about that.
No.
Okay?
No.
All right. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate your help, and you're always very helpful.
Our prayers
we
are,
love you.
Our prayers are with you.
And just anytime you want to turn us on, please do. And if we can help you, we always will. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
That's a tough call, Susan, because here, you know, we love our funny show, and then we have, you know, going to counseling mode. And we just want to tell everybody that's what's great about our show. Both Susan and I can go into either mode. We love you. We will support you, and we'll make you laugh. So, you know,
we're here for you regardless, you know, whether it's, you know, to make you laugh or to comfort you. You know, that we want to do both.
Yeah, so thank you for being with us. I don't think, like I said, we're out of time, and I just wanted to tell everybody, please be with Susan and I tomorrow. We're going to rock the house again with Akashic Records.
Yes, we are.
Spirit and all kinds of psychic ability. So thank you. We love you all, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, sister.
Bye. Bye, everyone. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow.